This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again on this wonderful evening, Wednesday night, coming more and more frequently here to be with you. We like this, though. We like that we can be of service, as always, and certainly as we are helping you, you are helping us. You have no idea how much you are helping us, but you certainly are. Please understand that what you were speaking of earlier in terms of those things that you are dealing with, in terms of your symptoms, those things of tiredness, those things of feeling out of sorts, and all of this, this is natural for you to be going through this as these energy waves are coming through. And as these energy waves are coming through, you are going to experience more and more of this. Sometimes it will be not so good. Sometimes it will be wonderful. But even when it is not so good, even when it does not seem like it is anything you want to go through, know that it is purposeful. Know that it is something that must happen, because as these things are happening, and someone said it earlier in terms of downloads, yes, certainly you are having these downloads during these periods. Although most of your download time is coming in your dream state, in your sleeping state. This is when most of this is happening. But during your waking time, you are also having this, and it is important for you to acknowledge when your body is calling, whatever your body is calling for, whether it is certain types of foods, whether it is time for rest, whatever it is, listen to your body. Your body is talking to you, has been for a very long time. It is only now that you are just beginning to listen to it. So allow for this and continue to allow that, knowing that all of this that is happening is, again, happening in the now. It is not so much that it is the future. It is the future. You are going to have a wonderful future. It is beyond your wildest imagination. But it is also in the now. And yes, be in the perfect now. Be in the moment. Let everything be what it is. And if you do this, you'll go into the future being ready for it and being in a good space for it. And certainly being in those higher vibrations. Do everything you can to be in the higher vibrations and remain in those higher vibrations. All of this that is happening between now and, yes, your time you have been speaking of in your April, as well as the May experience, your advance, all of this that is happening is leading up to something very big, very major for each one of you. Each one of you that will experience this at the advance. But even prior to the advance, you are having this experience and these energies coming through, and they are changing you. They are changing you. They are altering your physical body, being it to more and more of a crystalline state. No, you cannot be aware of this. You could not go to the doctor and the doctor say, oh, your cells are all crystalline now. That is not going to happen. It is always happening first at the higher levels of your being, and then it manifests downwards. And that is why we say, so above, so below. So know that you are on the right track, that everything is going as it needs to, and very many changes are about to occur throughout your entire planet. Not only here in this country, but throughout your planet, there are going to be many changes. And they will begin with, as we have said many times, the first domino. When that domino falls, you will know it as it is happening, although it may be somewhat subtle in some respects, but you'll see it begin to gather energy. In terms of, as a stone rolls down the hill, it gathers more and more energy, goes faster and faster. This is what will happen, too, as these changes begin. Okay?
Okay.
Would there be any questions here now for one who serves us, and also Shira, who is also now with us?
I have a question. This is Dr. Wanda.
Yes.
I know a lot of people probably have experiences as well. That's why I think it's a good question. What happens when we are asleep and we're trying to wake up and we can't? I have all of my life went through this, and most of the time, I think probably more than a lot of people, I've had to even pray that it doesn't happen before I go to sleep. I think I believe I know the answer, but I would like to see what you say the answer is.
Tashir, do you want to begin here?
Sure, I can start with this one. So what do you think of this experience?
I believe that, and I've always, even since I was a little girl, I thought that it was an entity that was coming near to me that was of lower vibration, and that it would keep me from being able to wake up. And I'd have to struggle and struggle and struggle to wake up.
Well, we are not going to give credence to this particular belief system. We are sorry. Would you mind if we give you another view for this?
Yeah, I would love to know your view.
All right. So it's interesting because as one who speaks spoke, I was thinking about what I wanted to say at the end, and this pulls into it perfectly. You, my dear, are incarnated in this body, but you are also living so many other lives at this very moment that you are not aware of. So many different dimensions. You're living your present, you're living your past, you're living so many different lives, and each person is having the same experience. However, you have had this experience that you are traveling in other places and you are aware that it is time to wake up, but you actually have to rally yourself from other locations that your soul is in, having in its experiences, doing what it likes to do, doing it what it wants to do, and being also very aware in this here and now that it needs to come to attention, come to wake up. So this is something that you are singularly experiencing, not that other people may not occasionally, but this is something that has been with you for a very long time. So if you do not want to experience this, then work on bringing your attention into the present moment with all positivity and knowing that your experiences that you have in other dimensions, other past, present, and future, all of those are wonderful, but your attention really needs to be on your now. Does that make sense, dear one?
Thank you. I also felt like in some instances that I came into this life with not enough essence, like I split myself into so many places. And I think that's what you just said, that that's another thought that I had.
Well, it's not so much that you don't have enough essence in this life, but indeed, being split into many, many, many different factions of life that you are living, when you go to sleep and leave this world, you are doing many, many wonderful things.
I know that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bless you. One who serves.
Yes. Imagine if you would, one who would come into this world, into this incarnation here, and not have taken the cup of forgetfulness. In that terminology, it is not quite the cup that you take, but we are just using this as the understanding that the majority have here. And imagine if you did not forget and you came in with all the knowing that you already had of your past lives and your current other lives and all of this, and how confusing it would be for you. You see, so all of this was masked, you might say, for a time. The curtain was drawn here on this. On you, and we speak of this as the veil in all of this. But now imagine as the veil is being lifted slowly to allow for the change, allow for the understanding to move through you, Now imagine that it is lifting and you are becoming aware of your other lives and your other existences and your other past lives and all of these things that are happening now and are going to continue to happen to more and more people. Many are beginning to experience and remember the experiences, even more important, of being on ships and all of these things in Hollow Earth. And all of this is coming more and more. And you, all of you that are the, as we say, the light workers and light warriors, you are all going to have more and more of these experiences as your ascension process continues here. So get ready, be ready for it, because it is going to become even more and more so. Okay?
Okay.
Are there other questions here now? Anyone on the phone wish to ask a question? No?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Christine.
Yes.
I had my 12-year-old dog a little while ago stopped eating, and I had called a healer and asked her, you know, to tune in on her and do some healing work in Colorado. And she had emailed me back and said she didn't think she would make it. You know, so I left work and came home and just held her and did energy work her. And my ex put her on her prayer list. And then I went to the vet with her the next day, and all the tests were good, and she seemed, you know, completely fine. Did she just misread her, or did she just have some kind of miracle healing? What was that about?
You know, we're going to turn this one over to Ashira,
yes,
who's the animal person here.
Yes, as we view your dog, this was something that was designed to pass. This was something that was needing healing. She received the healing. You can call it a miracle if you'd like, but she is perfectly fine to go on for another length of time. You know, give her lots of kisses. She loves that. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Any further questions here? Then we will close on our part here in the Elise channel. But before we do, we wish to share this with you. The James did not know we were going to do this, but oh well, here it goes anyway. There is your time coming when you are going to be with the Hollow Earth this next Sunday, and Sananda will be with you, and Arabella will be with you, and whoever else may show up here. But understand that as this is happening at that time, the showing up, as we are saying, is going to be very prominent here. Many times that we come through in this way, we are here in consciousness, but not here more, we are not going to use the term physical, because we will not be physically here, but very close to this. Our presence will be even more so. Certainly Sananda's and Arabella's is going to be very prominent, very strong presence here with you. Because as this wave is going through, and it is continuing to go through and is going to affect a great many people across the planet, you have heard here from some that the first wave brought people up to the 21st or 21 what is the word here we are looking for? Hertz, 21 hertz here. And the second wave, they are going to the 42 hertz. This is in terms of vibrational frequency. And you are experiencing this upward movement of frequency. So those of you that went through the first wave and experienced the ascension process through this first wave, and this was all of you that are listening and resonating to these words, you have moved through this 21 and up into the 42 hertz here, which means you are well on your way to ascension here, full ascension. Now, we're saying this because there is going to be a understanding that is going to come from Sananda, certainly, and also Arabella, in terms of working with the energies, in terms of working with the elemental processes, that is going to be shared here on Sunday with the Hollow Earth. So that's all of those that are listening and listen after this and read the words, and all of this will come to a further understanding of where they are now and where they are going. So we're just giving a little bit of pre-hint here that something is going to be said that will be very prominent here. We cannot give, of course, what this is, and James has no idea what we are speaking of yet, but it will come, and it will be in form of maybe even an announcement of sorts. So that is what we wish to share here, and Shanti, peace be with you. Be
Thank
the one.
Thank you.
Shanti,
God bless you.
I am Ashera. I mentioned earlier I was going to speak today to Dr. Wanda's question before she asked it. There are so many changes that are going to be occurring for each and every one of you. Seeing your past lives, future lives, all of the lives that you are living now, that could make you a little bit crazy. One of the reasons that you don't have that view when you come into this world. But what is happening with the raising of the vibration is that you are also having more understanding of what you are seeing, what you're experiencing. So as these things occur for you, perhaps you will see fairies in the forest. Perhaps you will have experiences such as Susan is having with fifth dimensional living, Hollow Earth on ships, exploring the healing chambers. Perhaps you will feel a great sense of love towards someone that you pass who is a stranger, and yet you reach out for them. You have a connection. The level of love on this planet has increased tremendously. 3 years ago when Ashtar visited this group, he talked about watching lights around the planet pop on and pop off, pop on for coming on and pop off if something happened. And they were still excited about a small percentage of the planet. Now the planet is lit so brightly that it is brightly seen from above the heavens. The light comes from within the earth as well as upon it. Love is present in all things, as all things. And we are excited about working with this group and watching as each of you is noticing the changes going on in your life. Be happy, friends. Be of joy. Be light. Be love. Leave you with my peace and blessing. Namaste.